Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Kiss Lake, which is actually an amazing thing, because I don't know about you, but it definitely came upon me. You know, it definitely sort of came out of nowhere. Like, well, Hanukkah is not in so long. Those WhatsApps that many of us have been getting about, like, ordering Hanukkah menorahs and the like, which seemed like inappropriately early 3 months ago when we got them. So now it's starting to be a little bit more on target. And again, I think for many of us, we're starting to feel a little bit, or at least looking towards with a degree of anticipation. Rosh Chodesh, just to, I guess, speak, again, relatively briefly about it. If you look in the Gemaras in Erechin and the Gemaras in Tainus, Rosh Chodesh is a very odd and somewhat complex day. On the one hand, Rosh Chodesh, according to some Rishonim in Tainus Chavtas, but really explicitly in the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yud, Rosh Chodesh, the Ikri Moed, Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, it's called one of the Yamim Tovim. Yet, the same Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yud, when it refers to Rosh Chodesh not as a Moed, also says about Rosh Chodesh that it's mutter ba'asiyas melacha, that you're allowed to do melacha on that day. There is a minog of certain women not to do melacha, but if you look, simple pshat, what we do certainly here is that we're all doing regular melacha today. So it's a moed, but it also looks very regular. And in that sense, in an unsurprising way, many have struggled trying to figure out how exactly we categorize or what Rosh Chodesh itself is really all about. There are those, if you want to view it in one direction, we'll pin this down in a minute. We saw this Gemara in Maseches Megillah earlier in the way beginning of the year about how many aliyahs you get. But the more aliyahs you get, all moedim exist on somewhat of a spectrum. And if it's a Monday or Thursday, you have three aliyahs, it's a regular day. Rosh Chodesh, we're already upping a level, you get four. You know, Yom Tovim, you're at five. Yom Kippur, you're at six. Shabbos, you're at seven. And there's a gradation. Rosh Chodesh is somewhere in between. And because it's somewhere in between, it's not really a moed the same way. It's not Aser Basiyas Melacha. It's not really a regular chol day. It's something which is a little bit in between. And that's why it has the aliyahs it has. That's why it's Ikri Moed, but also it's Mutter Basiyas Melacha. That's why, as the Gemara there in Erechim describes, we don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. But we know from the Gemara in Tainus that we say Halal B'dilug. We skip parts of Halal. We have a minhag to say something. Because Rosh Chodesh is somewhat in between. There are those that actually view Rosh Chodesh a little bit differently. This is based on a Medrash the Rebbe Eliezer, based on the Torah in Or Chaim and Siman Taf Yud Zayin, which is to argue that Rosh Chodesh actually was supposed to be a full moed, and it was supposed to even have Isser Melacha. Now Rosh Chodesh, in its original institution, was supposed to actually be like a monthly yontif, like as a model of Rosh Hashanah, but every month in a real way with Melacha. What happened? What happened was Chet HaEgel. And because, as a result of Chet HaEgel, of Klal Yisrael sinning and the Shvatim sinning, and for some, the way that Sefer for some, Rosh Chodesh parallels the Shvatim here messed up, and because of that, Rosh Chodesh's status got weakened. Women who didn't participate in Chet HaEgel, so that's why the Minag in certain places, and certainly in some of the Rishonim, was that women would not do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, because for them, the day never really lost its status the same way. But one way of looking at Rosh Chodesh was almost like the day that could have been, the day that almost was a moed, but on some level, we've messed up. So one way of looking at Rosh Chodesh, you know, this phenomenon of the moed, but mutter b'asiyas melacha, no real halal, but halal is a minhag, halal was skipping certain sections of it, is Rosh Chodesh is somewhere in between on the spectrum. The second way is Rosh Chodesh should have been more, but got a bit weakened, and that explains some of like the mixed evidence. A very standard mahalach in Torah Chassidus, the Lubavitch Rebbe used to say this, I believe, at times in some of the Izvadas, the Lubavitch Rebbe often, I believe, explained as follows. It is wrong, and we said a similar ha'ar about Yom Kippur, to view moedim and to view times of the year as being a gradation. 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7, you know, this day is more kadosh, this day is more chol. But the accurate way of looking at things is assessing it on its own. Each day has its own essence. Each day has its own unique kind of a character. And our achrayus is to understand the essence and the character of each particular day. Is Rosh Chodesh lower than Shabbos? The answer is yes. Is Shabbos lower than Rosh Chodesh? The answer is also yes. It's the wrong question to ask. It's not about can you find one being more than the other, but what's the unique avoda of Rosh Chodesh and what's it really all about? The Lubavitch Rebbe, it's a very sharp and very simple ha'ara, which you find, again, I think a lot in Torah, there's another context also, which is the following. The difference is like this. Shabbos has an Isser Melacha, and Isser Melacha connotes a very intense break from this world. 6 days a week, we work. On Shabbos, it's a day when everything is different. Shvisa HaNikeres, we're trying to have an explicit break and distinction between that which takes place during the week and that which takes place on Shabbos. It's a very, very different day on Shabbos. It's really about finding their bonus olam. In many ways, not as connected to this world, not as connected to Teva, but it's about removal of a step. That's the uniqueness of Shabbos. It has, in that sense, an extra kind of Kedusha, because it's not really connected to Chol the same way. It's a contrast to Chol, is what Shabbos is really all about. Rosh Chodesh is a little bit different. Rosh Chodesh is about finding Ribono Shel Olam and finding Kedusha within the context of regular day-to-day. It's a day where there is a Heter Melacha. You can do the same Melacha you always do, yet at the very same time, it's also called a Moed. It's about being able to find Ribono Shel Olam not by escaping, but from within. Not by treating it to be incredibly different, but by trying to find something which is within this time period of Teva, within this time period of the week, being able to find something and to elevate it. Take a regular Tuesday and just make it better. Take a regular Tuesday and have a bit of a nicer meal, have internally a better experience, be able to say Hallel when it's not a full Chiyuv and a very, very different kind of day. But within a regular Tuesday, it's still very, very special. That's part of the challenge of Rosh Chodesh. Part of the challenge of Rosh Chodesh is being able to find Ribono Shel Olam in the context of a regular Tuesday. And if you can do that well, so then you're really in a little bit of a different place. In general, this Baba Trevi goes one step further, and we'll try to elaborate on this point for just a moment. Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, we spoke about Rosh Hashanah time. How Rosh Hashanah isn't just the beginning of the year, but it's the Rosh, it's the head, it sets the tone for all of it that follows. That Rosh Hashanah is the year in concentrate. That how Rosh Hashanah goes impacts all that's going to happen afterwards. And a good Rosh Hashanah reverberates what's going to be the entire year. Rosh Chodesh is a miniature version of that. In Rosh Chodesh, it sets a tone for what the month is going to be. Rosh Chodesh feels and anticipates already all that's going to take place during that month. Rosh Chodesh Kislev already, one begins to feel and experience a little bit of that light of Hanukkah. That Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month of Kislev, there's already a little bit of that taste, a little bit of that experience. And in particular, we would point out, Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah share this same midah. They are on that list of the precious few moedim, of these time periods that are holidays that we have, but they're part of the regular day-to-day of doing malacha. It's part of the beauty of Hanukkah, is in the middle of your day, take out a little bit of time and be able to light a candle. And in Rosh Chodesh, in the regular Tuesday, being able to sanctify, rejoice, and uplift that day. But already on Rosh Chodesh, we begin to feel a little bit. In a time in the year in which for many of us, the experience can sometimes be somewhat monotonous. It can sometimes feel like it's the same thing day after day, the last out job is notwithstanding. That it can feel a little bit like it's the same thing day after day. So one of the tricks, not to solve the problem entirely, not to argue it's going to do more than it is, but one of the things which can sometimes be helpful is living by and being inspired by the Jewish calendar. That today's a different day than yesterday. Today already is the beginning of a month called Kislev. And today's a Rosh Chodesh with it's a day of extra potential and extra koach. It's a day which can be infused with enormous holiness. And it's a day when the light of Hanukkah we already begin to feel. And sometimes if we feel like there's darkness in this world, so the koach of Rabin Biad Ma'atim, of a little bit of light, being able to be docha, a tremendous amount of choshech, we can already begin to experience on some level. So in that sense, Rosh Chodesh is an important day. Rosh Chodesh is a unique day. And it's a day, as the Gemara in Erechim describes for us, which is somewhat complex to figure out. Like some of us look in the room, like, this is a white shirt day, this is not a white shirt day. This is like a little bit of a nicer day or not. This is a day of like what kind of meal is today going to be? And what's the davening supposed to look like? How much singing is appropriate on a Tuesday morning? Some of these, you know, profound questions which you've struggled with for centuries, you know, which are coming up here in different ways. And for us to be able to appreciate The calendar is real, and the calendar is different. I believe Rebbe Lichtenstein once said, I don't know if it's true, but if not, I'll say it in a bit of a different way, that you know, one of the unique things about being in Eretz Yisrael is that you often feel the calendar in a little bit of a more intense way. Hanukkah isn't just at the end of the day people go and light candles, but especially if you feel in yeshiva, the whole day, you feel like it's Hanukkah. If you're going out to Yerushalayim, you go out to a mall already now, you see the donuts are starting to come out. You know, some of the chevra was like really ambitious and was starting already a little bit ago, but you go in now and you see more of what's out. And you see what they're selling in the malls in different places. And one definitely gets the feeling in a certain sense that it's upon us. And it's a great opportunity to experience Moedim, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, and for us to be able to get whatever chizuk we can out of all of that.